Hi, I'm Dr. Tana Nazar, and I'm a doctor of chiropractic. My job is to teach and coach sick people how to get well and well people how to stay well. I have hundreds, if not thousands, of hours of study in nutrition and how the body works. I have special training in sports injuries, auto injuries, and specially trained in the Webster technique, a chiropractic technique for pregnant women. By balancing the pelvis and spine structurally, I have a 100% success rate with women that come in with babies in the breech presentation, changing to a normal position within several adjustments. I also do needleless acupuncture and have a 100% success rate with my smoking cessation program. For those of you who do not know me, during my years in the United States Air Force, my health started to dwindle. Where I once was jogging 3, 5, 7, and 10 miles a day, 5 or 6 days per week, playing tennis, volleyball, and working out in the gym 4 days a week, I ended up sleeping 12, 16, and even 20 hours a day. I was sick all the time. I had mono, strep throat, weird viruses like hoof and mouth disease plagued me. I had no energy and felt as though someone drained my blood every night. I had muscle aches and pains and several herniated discs in my neck. I could barely turn my head to the right or left or lift my right arm over my shoulders. I had numbness and tingling in both hands and horrible headaches. I took all of their pills and potions and injections and did physical therapy for years, and I just got worse. I thought I had cancer, and they couldn't find it. Finally, the Veterans Administration hospital doctors diagnosed me with chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia. They said there was no cure and that I would just get progressively worse. I just wanted to know what was wrong with me and what I needed to do to get better. All during this, my best friend kept telling me to see her chiropractor and nutritionist. I finally went. I got off junk food, started eating organic, taking whole food supplements and herbs, and getting my spine adjusted on a regular basis. As a matter of fact, after my first adjustment, I had about 80% decrease in pain and improved range of motion in my neck and shoulder. I got my life and my health back. I finally realized that by providing your body with the right building blocks through proper nutrition and whole food supplements, and having a healthy spine and fully functioning nervous system, the body is able to rebuild and work like God intended it to. Health is not a destination, it is a journey. Thank you for joining me on your health journey today. Remember, we must move well, think well, and eat well to be well. I highly recommend the following websites and books to begin your journey. WestonAPrice.org, that's WestonAPrice.org, Mercola, Mercola.com, SelenRiverPress.com. That's SelenRiverPress.com. I would also recommend the following books. Nourishing Traditions, which is an awesome cookbook by Sally Fallon. That's Fallon. The Maker's Diet by Jordan S. Rubin, Rubin. Dr. Mercola's Total Health Program, that's Mercola. What You Don't Know May Be Killing You by Dr. Don Colbert. He also has several books. I recommend any of them. But also, he is a Christian medical doctor as well. And Detoxify or Die by Sherry Rogers, MD. That's R-O-G-E-R-S. Welcome to the 30-Minute Wellness Workshops. And this title is Enhancing Your Body's Healing Power, Naturally, of Course. The tangibles, such as eating better, taking vitamins, exercising, lowering stress, getting more sleep, etc., are extremely important to improving your body's ability to heal. The intangibles may be even more important. Number one is spinal care. You can feel the immediate effects of an adjustment, increased flexibility, sense of greater well-being, small popping sounds you hear during the adjustment, but what you can't feel are much more important. Adjustments improve your body's, your brain-to-body connections, i.e., the brain's ability to talk to the body. If you think about it, your brain sends messages down your spinal cord and out the nerves to all the body parts, telling the body parts what to do. When your spine is out of alignment or subluxated, it irritates those nerves. We know by scientific research that the weight of a dime on a nerve decreases those mental impulses by 60%. That's correct, 60%. So if you have a subluxation or a misalignment, say at T2, which goes to your heart, those mental impulses that coordinate and control the function of your heart from your brain, because the brain is the master control system, those messages are reduced by 60%. So when the chiropractor adjusts the spine and realigns the spine, it removes the pressure off the nerves, allowing the messages to get through properly. Then the body parts start to work better, your body can heal and keep itself healthy and well. Adjustments actually increase the white blood cell count within minutes. Yes, we have studies that show that within 15 minutes of getting adjusted, they take blood before and after the adjustment, and you have an immediate rise with your germ fighters, the white blood cells. Your body is able to work more efficiently because you have 100% control. That's why most pro athletes get adjusted before they compete. 1/1000th of a second can make a difference between first place and second or third place. Your posture immediately improves from getting adjusted. Homeostasis or internal balance is improved over the next 8 to 12 hours following your adjustment. The nervous system controls all healing. Yes, Gray's Anatomy states that the nervous system controls the function and control of every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. So your nervous system controls everything. It controls all healing. A strong, healthy, well-aligned spine, therefore, enhances healing power and ability. Chiropractic care is number one healing booster of the human body. Number two, develop a new mindset about your health. Increase your respect of your body's abilities versus relying on doctors, drugs, and surgeries for healing. I'm not telling you to not go to the doctor. I'm telling you that if you take care of yourself through learning through the 30-minute wellness workshops and through my coaching or just reading on your own, to respect your body's internal healing power by providing the proper building blocks and having a nervous system that controls the function of all the tissues and cells in your body versus being a couch potato and putting poisons into your body through eating junk food. Change your programming. Have a medical mindset regarding fevers, infections, and the need for medicine. Most people think that a symptom is a bad thing. When you cough, it's actually your body's natural ability to cough up stuff so you don't drown to death. A sneeze. You've inhaled something or there's something in your nasal passages that doesn't belong there, and so you just naturally sneeze. Your body innately knows to get rid of it. You eat something that's bad for you. It had some poison. It got old. You know, you left those leftovers were in there too long, or it wasn't kept cold or kept hot enough. And so your body realized that it was poisonous to you, and so you vomit or you have diarrhea. But the TV commercials tell us that we take a pill to shut the process down when your body's actually trying to do something to save itself. Your body will always do what is healthy for you. So learn about that and respect it. Even a fever, it's the body's natural way to cook the bacteria. And what we do is we try to interfere with the process. The bacteria get stronger, they get more heat resistant, and they become stronger because we're not relying upon the body's ability to take care of itself. I'm not saying to be stupid and not monitor it, okay? But to respect your body's healing power. And, you know, we get cold. We want to feel comfortable instead of letting your body go through the process. It would actually go through the process a lot quicker if we don't interfere with it. Take on responsibility for your own health. Don't give up that privilege or the right. Read. The more I read, the better I actually take care of myself. The more books I've read on trans fats and how horrible they are, that it takes 104 days for your body to finally get rid of that trans fat, the fake fats. And in the meantime, preventing or reducing your body's ability to absorb essential fatty acids and essential fat vitamins until it gets out of there. So the more that I read about it and how harmful, or just even more respect on how wonderful the body is made. So continue to read. And like I said, the books that I gave recommended are a great place to start, and the websites have terrific information and a lot of great books there as well. Change your mindset and you can change the course of your life. 3, choose your thoughts. Our thoughts are very powerful. Listen to how people talk to themselves sometimes. It's always negative. Most people, when they come into my office and they ask me how I'm doing, I'm always terrific. If you keep dwelling upon the negative things, that's where you're going to go. And it actually makes you sick. Matter of fact, the study of the immune system, when they discovered that the nervous system controls it, which I don't see why that was such a great breakthrough when the nervous system controls the function of every cell, tissue, and organ and system in the body. But they found that our mindset, our attitude, was it Norman Vincent Peale healed himself by watching The Three Stooges? I don't think that that would make me healthy, but evidently he found that to be very funny. And just so laughter. I think the Bible actually says something about a merry heart does the body well, as opposed to negative feelings. I forget the actual verse, but it's something about how it dries the bones up. But we can actually, you know, make ourselves sick. When I was little and I didn't want to go to school, I could make myself vomit at the drop of a dime. So our thoughts are very powerful, and it's very important that we try to stay positive. Thoughts can make us sick or well. What we believe, isn't it funny how, you know, when you get that telephone call from that special person in your life, that immediately, regardless of what's going on around you, how that can change you? Same is true, people can having a normal conversation and someone come in and they just start talking and criticizing and just being negative, and how that can just suck you right into that vacuum. So thoughts, again, can make us sick or well. What we believe is true for us, whether it is accurate belief or not. Actually, the brain doesn't know the difference. So it behooves all of us to continually to feed it healthy and positive things. Watch what you say. Our words create our reality. You get what you say. It's based on the law of attraction, and there's a book out there. Not that I agree with everything, but I do believe that there is a lot of truth to the law of attraction, that we do attract what we think about constantly. So the things that you don't want, because the brain doesn't actually know the negative. So whatever you happen to dwell upon, it tends to be what we happen to get in life. Don't speak sickness or negativity. Don't express how bad you feel. Now, I'm not saying to be dishonest. It's just that be positive. I'm healing. I'm going to get better. And not to take that to the extreme to not go get care, or not be honest with your medical doctor, because we need to hear all of that so that we know how to better help you. But once you get on the right track, it's, you know, when they told me that I had chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia, and they said that there was no cure, I didn't accept that. I just want to know, nope, what is it, what am I dealing with, and what do I have to do to change it? All of those chemicals that I was exposed to and injected with in the military, didn't know that artificial colorings and food preservatives and food additives were never meant to be in the body. You just create this yucky soil, this yucky garden that the bugs tend to thrive in. And I just had, maybe that was the athlete in me growing up, that it's just, you know, what do I have to do to achieve that goal? And that's how I'm wired. But I found someone who could help and coach me and lead me in what I needed to do, and that's how. And I started reading about vitamins and herbs and natural health and wellness. There's a difference between medical treatment and wellness care. Wellness and natural health is about supporting the organism, giving it all of the building blocks, removing negative things like bad, harmful things, as far as avoiding chemicals, artificial colorings, and food preservatives, which were never ever meant to be in the human body, because we live in a toxic world. We live in an environment that is polluted. So the more control that we take in reducing that, by not putting it into our bodies in the first place, and exercising and drinking lots of water, and yes, getting adjusted on a regular basis, the body can actually function like God intended it to. So we have to develop a health consciousness. Great health belongs to anyone who chooses to go after it. If that's what you want, and that's what your focus is on, I do believe that you can have it. We do have limitations of matter, as we refer to in chiropractic care. How bad were you when you started? How much time? Because it took us a lifetime to get to where it was. I was young then, I think I was about 25, 26, 27. And it changed my life so much that I ended up being a doctor of chiropractic, because that definitely wasn't where I was heading. My goals were my major was in business and human resources management, and I wanted to work for Merck Pharmaceutical Company, a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup division of Hershey Food. So that tells you where my mind was until I had my enlightenment, so to speak, about health and how we can all have it if we choose to. So great health belongs to anyone who chooses to go after it. Speak, I expect to live long and well. My health is improving every day. Yes, tell yourself, I expect to live long and well. My health is improving every day. And this isn't a weight loss workshop, but the same thing goes for weight. If you keep telling yourself that you're fat, you're going to stay fat. I used to smell something and put on weight, and that's not how it is. I tell myself I can eat anything I want and not gain an ounce. For me, my goal is I'm a perfect size, healthy, vibrant, and energetic size 8, and that's where I'm heading. Anyway, forgiveness. Unforgiveness creates bitterness and anger. Someone once told me from my reading is that an unforgiving heart only hurts one person. Yes, it hurts, that sometimes, especially if they don't even realize that they hurt you, but to hold on to that, anger and bitterness leads to illness, and oftentimes even internal cancer. It's an internal cancer. One of the common denominators, someone did a study with breast cancer, and found that one of the common emotions that a lot of the breast cancer patients had was resentment. And again, I don't know, it's just because that's my upbringing and where my mindset is that I think pretty much most of the Bible is all about forgiveness as well. So anger and bitterness leads to illness. Events, incidents that hurt us physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually become defining moments in our lives and make us better people who become excuses for us. So that's it in a nutshell. Spinal care, develop a new mindset, choose your thoughts, watch what you say, and becoming a forgiving person. You know, I know it's hard to forget, but to forgive those. And that's going to, you know, get adjusted on a regular basis and turn on your body's healing power. So I thank you again, and I hope that you would join me with another title in our 30-minute wellness workshops.